Hello, and we're doing it again. You coughed, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry. I was just doing a noise check level. Noise level check.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets with me and him. I'm trying to do it different every time, and I never think of nothing. What have we got on this week's show, Vincent?
We've got pop music.
Pop music. Oh,
this is... I've got that on cassette.
Oh, it's new.
You've heard I've got that on tape. This is... I've got that on cassette. Play the pop music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch Two Random Sheets. They live their lives.
Pop music, pop music, pop music, pop music.
What is so it? This is, I've got that on cassette. Everyone's heard.
Have you got a cassette anymore?
No.
Right, we've got...
I haven't even got a stereo.
Can we explain to our younger fans what a cassette is? Because my
exactly. Boy, cassette.
You know VHS, it's a smaller one that you put in your car and it would
play music. But would he know what a VHS is if he doesn't know what a cassette is? We used to have a thing called videos and we used to have a thing called music cassettes.
What would Max do if you showed him a cassette?
He'd say, what's that? He'd probably pull all the tape out and say, oh, look, streamers. Isn't
it? Well, so, this is, I've got that on cassette, volume one.
I've got this on cassette. This is a spin-off, sort of. We've done I've Got That on Tape, which is us when we talk about film genres. And if you haven't listened to it, and I've got that on tape, we've done sci-fi, we've done horror, we've done Arnie and Bruce and Stallone and everything. This is I've got that on cassette. Can't speak properly.
Easy for you to say.
Cut that bit out. And we're basically just going to do music genres.
Music genres.
So the ideas are endless. The possibilities are endless.
We're going to have a special feature.
There is a little special additional feature coming up in this episode.
I'm just going to tell you now, it's called the Egg Challenge.
More will be revealed later, and it will be on YouTube as well. However, back to the episode. Let's get back to the... I can't remember. It's probably from the Young Ones or something. We'll talk about that next week in 20 minutes. Back to the episode. This week's genre, we've chosen the one that we know nothing about.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Which is basically modern day pop music.
Yeah.
Not 80s, 90s, noughties. I'm talking last 5-10 years pop music.
Just pop music, yeah.
I have to make a confession at the beginning though. I completely messed this up because we had a board meeting about a month ago for when we were bouncing around our ideas, and we come up with this idea. When it came to doing my notes a couple of nights ago, I thought, I've got that cassette. I'm sure this is albums that are 10 out of 10. Because we've done a film episode that's 10 out of 10
that
films.
That might be a future episode.
And I thought, oh, this is where we're doing now. I forgot that it was a genre-based thing and it's going to be an ongoing volume 1, 2, 3, country and western, all that malarkey. So I made a list, which I'm showing to my esteemed colleague over there, a list of all my favourite albums that are 10
Oasis,
out of 10.
Wonderwall.
That isn't the album, though. But I'm going to keep that in case we ever do a 10 out of 10 albums. We might do one, though. If we don't... It's
You can say that whenever you want. Say it next week.
Before we talk about pop music, sometimes a song, you hear a song and it blows you away, even the first time you've ever heard it.
Yeah.
You don't... I'm not talking about so-and-so's got a new song coming out and you hear it and you think that's amazing. I'm not talking about your favourite groups. I'm just talking about a random song that could be 10 years old.
Because sometimes with your favourite group, you have to listen to songs a few times to think, yeah, actually,
of course
like
you
that.
Do. And there's some songs that have happened in the past where I can't stop playing them, I can't get them out of my head. And it's happened to me last week. It happened.
Go on. I was watching.
It's not a new song. It's old. This song is old. I was watching a TV show called... I can't remember if it's called Big Little Liars. It's got Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon in.
I know you and I were talking about it. I don't watch it.
And it's got some really good music in it. I don't know what half of them is.
Yeah.
This song come out... It's the end of episode 5. End of episode 5. One of the women was driving and this music was playing. I thought, that sounds a bit like Janis Joplin. I'm not a massive fan of Janis Joplin.
No, she's alright.
But I don't really know much of her music.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, I like this. And it was getting better. And it was getting... And I was like...
Was it powerful?
Powerful. Yeah, it's powerful. It's got guitar in it. And I thought, how can I know what this song is? So Google's the best thing in the world.
Oh, didn't you just...
Do you know, there's websites you can go on that'll tell you the name of TV shows. It'll tell you the music in episode 6.
You have missed a trick here.
Why?
You have missed the biggest trick. There's people now doing somersaults down the stairs.
Why?
Shazam.
Shazam. Is that what that's called?
It's an app.
All right.
You press it when any music's playing. It listens to a bit of it. It tells you the song.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I'm a techno nub. Listened a few weeks ago. Techno nub.
It links you to the YouTube, to the Spotify.
Oh, well, anyway, I got it.
Shazam.
Shazam. I thought it was amazing having a website. You can look up Prison Break, Series 2, Episode 11, the music 21 minutes in.
But what
I've it'll tell you what that music's called.
That's really good.
That ain't shit.
But I've also done as well, where I ain't remembered what episode, what minute and all that, where I've just put the song that says high five
in it. Right. Oh, yeah, because you can type in three words from a song and it'll give you all the... Do you know, and then you can listen to it.
I have done that.
With this one, anyway, I went on the internet and it's called Big Brother and the Holding Company, in the name of the group. Ooh. Janis Joplin was a member of them.
Ah,
and so the song's called Ball and Chain. And it's 9 minutes long and it's a live recording, the version that I found on Spotify. It's the only version I could find. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You can't sing along to it. It's just, you know when you hear something, I have played it 4 or 5 times a day for the last week.
I need to hear it.
It's fantastic. I'll play it to you after the episode.
All right, just in case we get copyright.
It's got really, I would like to play it. Listeners, Google it. Listen to Big Brother and the Holding Company, Ball and Chain, if you don't know it already.
I'm in chains. Is that how it goes?
And
I'm in chains.
This is deja vu. We talked about this the other week. You don't remember none of our episodes. No. You don't remember none of them.
I don't remember 10 minutes ago episode. It was last week's one.
I don't remember last week's one. What did we do?
Theme park!
Oh, yeah, theme park. I really enjoyed that one. Theme park.
That's a good one, that was.
We decided to build a complex. Hang on. Keep on talking.
Keep on doing it. Right, so we're going to do pop music. I know a couple of pop songs.
I'm going to read you out some current pop superstars.
Go on.
And you're going to tell me if you know them.
Go on.
If you've heard of them. And you have to be honest.
I'll tell by my face.
Or you can... Beyonce.
No. Yeah. Yeah,
it's so obvious she's going to say that. Justin Bieber.
Baby, I love you.
Lady Gaga. You've heard of him. Little Mix.
I don't like him.
Get out of my head. You really dead in it. One Direction.
Midnight Memories.
1D. So now they're all solo artists. So that's Harry and Fred and John and Paul.
He's an actor now, isn't he? The boy Alski.
He's in a film coming out, isn't he? Harry Styles and someone who's had a baby with Cheryl Cole. Or is that one of JLS?
Yeah, no, that is him.
Liam.
Liam, that's the boy.
Naeem.
He's not done much, has
Niall.
He? He's not.
And who's the other one? Frank or something. He left, didn't he?
Zayn. Liam. No, who's the other one? There's four.
There's four in One Direction.
Harry,
Niall, Zayn.
Liam.
Niall.
There's another one.
Alan.
I keep guessing names.
Paul.
Nah. Jack.
Frank.
Peter.
Curtis.
There's definitely five.
Oh, well, anyway. One Direction, you've heard of them. You've probably heard of them. I just want to know, get her to Ellie Goulding. You know her, the boy.
I like her voice.
Yeah, she's
not
bad,
got a
she?
Unique kind of voice?
Yeah, yeah. So you know it's her when she sings.
The missus don't like her.
There's a lot of people don't like her. Anna Mary, regular listener, ain't been mentioned for ages. Game of Thrones, coming, it's probably out now. She is it her? I think it's her husband. Can't stand her either. There's quite a lot of people that they're like, oh, I can't stand her.
No, I like her.
I think she's all right. Rihanna, we all know. Drake.
Yeah, he's a like a rap sort of.
Yeah, I think I put his name after hers because I think I read once they were going out.
Look what I've just found on the table for about 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks ago.
What?
When we did the Easter Challenge and I broke the old.
Smart. He was meant to clear up.
I forgot. How long ago was that?
Well, we'll have to sack the cleaner. Cleaner ain't been cleaner, studio gone. Done it properly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the people who've done the show before.
What's that? I ate about 6 months ago.
Ariana Grande. Grande. Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah. No, he's a woman. Oh. Ariana Grande.
Sorry. Demi Lovato.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
And I think I've put Olly Murs afterwards because I think they sang a song together once. I never meant to make you
delete
cry.
That. I'm deleting all that bit.
And I'm a Danny. Max,
why did he look like a tosser?
Sorry.
Right, he's left the studio now. I've actually had the first time ever in the studio on my own. Oh, he's back.
Sorry.
Right, Ed Sheeran, you're going to have to chuck in as well, the boy Ginger.
I haven't got to him yet. Rita Ora. Lovely Rita, meet her maid. Nothing can come between us. A bit of Beatles there.
Yeah, old Beatles, eh? Beatles can't go down 5 years ago.
Charlie XCX.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That's a lady. She's always got like a bra on.
She don't have her hair down like that, does she?
No, I like her.
Who's she?
Oh, I can't remember her name, but she's brilliant.
You never really see her face,
what's her
do you?
Name? Well, yeah, I think she's brilliant.
Oh, I don't know none of her music, but I've just seen her.
No, I've heard about 3 of her songs and loved them all.
I normally see her, when I'm on the celebrity circuit, I normally see her, but I've never had the bottle to say nothing to
her. No, because you can't see her boat.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Charlie X, Iggy Azalea. That was the one I was trying to think of earlier before we come studio.
Emmy Iglesias.
Iggy Azalea.
Never heard of it.
She's got like a big butt. like J Lo.
No.
J Lo, would she go in the modern day? Right? She's not quite. She still Janet does songs. Jackson. Yeah, but she's still Ed Sheeran, yeah. Adele. Who have I missed off? Current.
All right, let me think. Pop star. All right, Bruno.
Bruno Mars, yes. And do we like any of it?
Even if there's someone like Ed Sheeran that annoys me, and Ollie Moore that annoys me, you still can't deny that they'll have a song on the radio that you'll be tapping your foot to.
Every single one of them has probably, without us knowing, made a song that we can sing along to.
Of course they have. And a song you would like.
And you're not going to turn it over. I mean, obviously, I like Little Mix. We know I'm a Little Mix fan.
Yeah, you're a Little Mix fan.
So I like playing their album.
Shout out to my hits!
Ellie Goulding ain't too bad. Max wants to see Ollie Moore's, but I didn't really know that song he'd done with Demi Lovato, and I don't know any songs of hers. Who's that other one? Loads of them from the old Mickey Mouse Club, isn't there, that used to do telly? Justin Timberlake. What about him? Katy Perry, I've missed him off.
And you've missed the other one off then as well.
Who?
Katy Perry's mate. I don't know what her name is.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor. You don't like her, do you?
No, I don't like Katy Perry either.
Don't you?
No, I don't like
her. I've seen Katy Perry in concert.
Yeah, but all these people that I say I don't like, I would still admit that there's probably a song that I would tap me
fingers. You'd sing along to, yeah.
Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah, you'd sing along to. But I wouldn't. Other than Little Mix, which was bought for Bev as a present.
That you stole.
I wouldn't go and buy it to choose to. It's only because I heard a couple of songs.
Shout out to my head!
Oh, I don't mind that. It's not the same, is it?
The music ain't the same for us no more.
It's too easy. I know we sound like old men.
We do sound like old men. Old people.
But it's too easy to become like a pop star these days. Do you not think? With technology. Look at Ed Sheeran. He played Wembley Stadium with him and a guitar.
Yeah.
How are you getting 80,000 people to hear that guitar?
You wouldn't. What are you saying? You wouldn't 30 years ago?
No, you wouldn't have just got. But you wouldn't have got Bob Dylan doing that. It used to be Billy Bragg.
Well, then you would have had people 30 years ago. You'd have had the what's his name?
It was the '80s. 30 years ago. Curtain Boy.
He's got the old curtains and the old big mole on his.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias.
No, the English one with a big mole.
English one.
Yeah,
with a big mole. I've got a mole on my chin.
No, he's just done like a. When will I?
Oh, Bruce.
No, not him. He was about the same time as Bruce.
Oh, I don't know.
He's done the old One Hit Wonder. Casey.
Oh, Chesney Hawks.
Chesney.
I am the one and only. One of the future genres, One Hit Wonders.
Oh, we won't say no more.
No, we won't talk about it because you're going backwards in time. I didn't really want to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about these current superstars. I don't hold it against them anyway.
But you know, all of them are like, they're like football stars now. You'd have your Bobby Charlton back in the day who got paid probably £15 a week. Nowadays, your football stars are getting £10 million a week.
Yeah, they could sign for a third tier team, and if they're not getting £20 grand a week, they won't play for them.
That's
outrageous.
But that's how the music is.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is because you've got all these stars you've just listed off.
No, I don't think it is because, right, music has always been about, if you get to number one, you're making loads of money, blah, blah, blah. That's still the same.
Yeah, but
you get famous and you're making money.
Yeah, but these people nowadays, like these Ed Peter Pan and all these other peoples, now they've got all this social media and they're just sharing all their whole life. So they're getting more fans.
Yeah, they're getting more fans, which means they get more money. But what I'm saying is, football players, sports stars, back in the day, didn't earn like they do now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But pop stars did.
Oh, did they?
Of course they did.
Oh, my bad.
Of course they did. Oh, mate, not the same levels of money.
This shit got real!
This shit just got real. I want to read a poem. We're talking about music.
It's your poem called. While you're reading your poem, I'm going to go into my class there.
Oh, yeah. What, you're not going to listen? I want you to listen to my phone.
Do you want to sound like dry or wet?
I don't care.
No, because you sound cheating. It's not a glass.
Yeah, you can't do it in that. I'll just get a clean glass. It's as simple as that. I can't believe he doesn't want to listen to my poem. Listeners, that's both of us have left the studio at various times of the evening. I have a couple of fun poems for the next couple of weeks. I hope you're enjoying Poetry Corner, and it is better when he ain't here to interrupt it. This is a short, fun poem. It wasn't written by me. I found it off the internet. I'm not going to lie, really. It's called Goldfish. Goldfish, goldfish, swimming around. Goldfish, goldfish, never makes a sound. Pretty little goldfish, never can talk. All it does is wiggle when it tries to walk. Now, there's probably some hidden meaning there that I may have missed, listeners. But then again, maybe I didn't. If he wants to know the goldfish poem, tough.
I listen to it when they delete it out at the ending.
Oh, you listen to it then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, of course you have to when he's
editing. I open the cupboard.
He's an edit
three
genius.
Three cups fell out and I caught them all.
You didn't? Oh, well,
yeah, I stopped one falling off the thing.
I opened the cupboard and never had no trouble. Why have you got a mark on me? No.
Have I got a mark there?
No.
There?
No. I don't want to see your chest.
I whacked myself.
I don't want to see your chest.
What, because I've got a clean cup?
So here we go then.
What?
Goldfish, we'll come back to pop music in a minute. Now it's time for Halftime Report.
Welcome back to the second half of Two Random Sheets. Now we're going to do a challenge.
It's something special. You'll probably be able to see this on YouTube before this episode is out. Look at Two Random Sheets on YouTube, Egg Challenge.
Egg
so while we're doing a podcast about pop music, we haven't forgotten about that. We thought we would do a challenge, and for the people watching on the camera, we have a pack of eggs.
Let's show the camera.
Box of eggs, and they're free range, listeners. They are free range.
From Morrison's.
We're basically just going to drink a raw egg. I don't know why we've come up with this idea.
A raw egg. It's called the Rocky Balboa Challenge.
Yeah, but you're not doing five.
I might.
You're not doing five.
I might do
five. Come on, let's just get on with it.
Right, so YouTube, if you're watching, we're doing the old egg challenge.
I want the smallest one in the box.
Cracked in jar, damn it.
Right, ready? Listeners, I know that you need to watch this on YouTube to get the full effect.
You put an egg back in there?
Yeah, put the eggshell back in there. Of course, a big old shot. It's like a big shot of... Just tip it in there. Let's get a new one. Make sure there's no shell in there, though.
Now I'm getting extra juice.
No, there's no extra juice. Listeners, he basically cracked his egg and he cocks it up because he dropped the whole egg in the glass.
This proves I can't cook.
Do you want me to crack it in for you? Why are you doing it one handed?
Because that's what the chef
thinks. He's Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, but you've just said you ain't a chef. There you go, he's seen the boy. Right, ready? 1, 2, 3, Danny Hatch. One, two, three, go.
Didn't do it!
Why didn't you do it? Couldn't. It weren't too bad.
Was it not? I saw it go down and your face. You just...
Oh, yeah, well, it's not.
Where's the welcome back? It's warm. No more of it. Oh, no, okay, do it.
Really, all I can taste is egg.
I'm gonna do two.
No, you're not, because that'll make me ill. 11. I've not 11 eggs, it's been 11 and
two a eggs.
Go on in, don't spill it over the carpet in the studio. You just got to do it and not think about it, really. Why did you do two? Go outside. Don't chuck up on the studio. He's done two eggs. He's done two eggs in his face.
Must be a donut, please.
A donut. Oh, we've got donuts. What's the sound?
I felt it go down. Don't, because he's clearly out. I'm going to be sick.
We're muscling the bag, dude. Whack you in your donut. I've never known anyone ever do it. Raw eggs and then a donut.
One!
You've had two more eggs and you said pass me a donut. Right, listeners, we'll be back in a minute. Listeners, thank you very much for listening. Hang on.
So welcome back. The egg challenge has been completed. I'm back in the game.
We're still... Are you right? Yes. You're sure you're right?
I'm fine,
carry on.
I know, I weren't sick.
I hope you've enjoyed watching it as much as I enjoyed watching him do it. I've done mine. I still feel a little bit...
It's the thought of the egg just flopping around in my stomach.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me at the minute. I feel fine, but... So back to the pop
music.
It
weren't the taste or anything, it's the texture.
Yeah, but you've done two, and you've done a pause in your gulp. Yeah, you had to be an 11. Back to the pop music. Did I do the poem?
Music.
Oh, you was out of the room. You missed the poem.
Yeah, I listened to that later. I said that. It's felt like deja vu.
Yeah, I keep repeating myself.
Groundhog Day. Should we do the egg challenge?
All right then, yeah. Do you want a donut afterwards? I will end this episode with my mouth full of a whole donut.
Why don't we end this with a donut race?
Because I'm putting it in whole.
Yeah, we'll have a race.
Hold up, there's someone outside the studio. Excuse me.
No, that wasn't a call to you. He thinks he's been called. He thinks he's so famous. Someone outside the studio has just... He's pulled his arse out. You ain't seen so many spots.
I think there was someone outside. There's someone invading the studio, all our fans.
At the end of this episode, we'll do a donut race.
All our fans. Who's got more fans, Ed Sheeran or us?
Well, Ed. Being fair to the boy.
All right, then. Who's got more fans, Katy Perry or us?
Probably, yeah, Katy.
Oh, right. Who's got more fans, Taylor Swift or us?
Taylor.
Who's got more fans? Rihanna or us?
Rihanna.
Who's got more fans? Beyonce or us?
Beyonce.
I'm giving up. Will we ever have more fans than any of them?
Nah.
Why did we choose this theme? Why did we choose pop music? Modern day pop music.
Just to get the episode.
It's shit.
Just to get the episode.
I feel like I'm drunk. The eggs made me drunk. I'm going to be abusive now. You're all shit.
Just not listening. The episode off the ground.
For modern day pop music. And it is... The charts change, and I completely accept all the changes, like we do with the technology and stuff like that. I accept as well the fact that, I mean, songs are only number one. I know Ed Sheeran's proved that wrong. Songs are only number one now for a week, and then it's something else. You get something like 40 number ones in 1 year.
What did I read you in the paper yesterday? They said that Harry Styles' new solo is a flop.
At the time of recording this week Harry Styles has gone to number one in the UK chart, and they've said he's limped in to number four on the Billboard charts in the US state.
Robbie Williams are giving
the US chart
to number four in US.
Exactly. So US listeners, tell us, email tworandomsheets@gmail.com. I have to do the housekeeping every week. Facebook,
why did he only get to number
Twitter.
Four? How is that
a flop? Yeah, what, not why did he only get to number four, but how is getting to number four seen as a flop? Is it because he's such a big famous name, it's almost expected of him to get to number one, and because he didn't, it's
maybe
considered... And does that put too much pressure on people?
Of course it does. He's only about 22, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. And he didn't write the song. They're now saying he ripped off the opening. There's a guitar riff in it from some song.
Oh, talking of rip-offs, we need to do an episode, music rip-offs, but I need to ask you this now because you're a massive fan.
Right.
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
It's one of their songs.
Yeah, it's a cover. Yeah.
It, no, has it got just the backing music of Sank from Hardfire?
Oh, that I don't know. I was thinking of You Got the Love, which is a is that Candy Staton?
No,
or something
not
like
a, not a, just the music in the background.
I don't know.
It just sounds like
a bit. I've never read anything legal, but people are ripping each other off all the time.
No, but they might have.
This podcast is a rip off of every other podcast that's ever been made.
Of course it is,
but we're better than the rest of them.
People are ripping us off now. What's making?
Yeah, people are. But no. Podcasters ain't ripping us all off. We're all part of the same pod and family. Who's ripping us off? Radio shows.
Yeah.
Proper live breakfast shows, the lot ripping us off. You listen, next week, one of them radio shows, drinking a raw egg.
Of course they are.
Cool. Mark my words.
It's called the Rocky Balboa
Challenge.
My lips
have gone dry.
Yeah, I was thinking that. What is that? A bit of the egg?
Huh? I don't know.
Egg, you've got egg on your lip.
Have I?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Have I? Where's the mirror?
Excellent. No, you ain't got egg on your lip, have you?
Huh?
If you did the handstand there and then had a carton of milk, do you reckon you could make an omelette?
I've forgotten about it.
All you've got to think now is the yolk bit is got to crack at some stage.
What, burst open in my seat? Yeah, when I go poo.
Do you reckon that egg's going to come out whole?
No, of course it's not. It's disintegrated already. It feels like it's flopping around in there. I bet it's disintegrated.
No, don't flop the disintegrated that quick.
Yeah, there's acid in your stomach.
It's not that quick.
There's acid in your stomach.
That egg's cooking, mate.
It's fouls facts. It's fouls. Oh, hang on, I've gone on the wrong bit. Oh, no, it's fouls facts. Look at this. I found this today. 1,311 people live in Verkhoyansk in Russia, a town with an average temperature of minus 45 degrees centigrade, minus 50 Fahrenheit, in January, that was also attacked by a pack of 400 wolves last year. The sun currently rises at 2 p.m. and sets at 3:30 p.m.
Oh.
I'd live there. Minus 50, I'd live there.
Nah, I like a bit of warmth.
I'd live there. And you only get an hour and a half of daylight.
Nah, I'd go crazy.
Nah, it'd be brilliant.
You didn't know vitamin
wolves, my favourite animal.
It's not friendly. It's not going to come and back door on your pay on here to leave your chicken out. That'd come and kill you.
Well, when it says the population is 1,311, what was it before the 400 wolves came? I'll tell you what it was. 1,311. No, it didn't say people died. It just said they were attacked by a pack of wolves. That means they was outside the grounds.
No one's died.
No, of course they haven't. Otherwise they would have said 12 people.
Someone's lost a finger.
Yeah, of course it does my Sweden. Somebody's... In the 1930s, Mickey Mouse comic... I don't know if I've done this in an early episode. In the 1930s Mickey Mouse comic, Minnie cheated on Mickey with another mouse.
Donald.
Mickey then tried to kill himself by jumping off a bridge.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't get that in the Mickey Mouse clubhouse. It's the Mickey Mouse clubhouse. Come inside, it's Mickey Mouse clubhouse. I need to do a joke. I went into the library. I said, I'm looking for a book by Shakespeare. And she said, which one? And I went, William. I'm saving it.
Why don't you get the old quiz book? We're trying to get an hat trick each. And then I think, because this is a popular one, bring the old Twitter top trumps out.
Right, I'm going to do, for the quiz book, it's pop themes.
Yeah, pop
so
music.
So there are pop music. Do you want level 2 or level 1?
I'm going to have level 2.
He's just stuck his fingers up at me, that's why I'm laughing.
Pop music, you're on pop luck.
Famous name, Crime and Punishment.
Page 16.
Right, Pear, we were singing a little song. All right, you can have pop superstars or...
But this book is 72 years old.
Yeah, these people ain't going to revert to any of these, are they? Movies, potluck. Oh, there's a lot of potlucks in here. This book's crap, isn't it? Pop, number ones. Do you want number ones or pop superstars? And we'll both have the same pay. Oh, no, we'll see the answers. Or I might.
Pop, number ones.
Number ones, okay.
Is it level 2?
It's level 2, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be tough for me.
This is going to be hard. Who had a 1980s number one hit with La Bamba?
La La Bamba.
Yeah. Can you remember what they were called?
Mickey Vance or something like that?
Right. I'm going to give you that.
Because it sounds like it, and I'm dyslexic.
Right. It's Ricky Valance.
That's it.
However, it wasn't his version. It was Los Lobos, but it was from the film about Ricky Valance.
Oh,
so
right.
You're having that.
I'm giving
you a point for that.
I'll take that then if you'll give me
I will give you a point for that, gladly.
And what did the name did I say? I just went Mickey Meance.
Mickey Vance, you said. Ricky Vance.
You knew what I was. Go on.
Yeah, I know what you said.
That was an offside Ronaldo goal, that one.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to get... What in brackets is added to the title, Make Me Smile?
Sunshine.
No, it's the song, isn't it?
You make my sunshine.
Make me smile.
What was it?
Come up and see me. Come up and see me. Make me smile. I don't think you'd have got any of them.
What's my hat-trick one?
Who kept Oasis and Wonderwall off the top of the charts?
Oh, Blur, I guess.
No, that's the wrong. You were the wrong battle.
It's Bicycles.
It's Los Lobos.
What?
Number six. Oh, Robson and Jerome. Remember them? One of them's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Two Game of Thrones references in one episode.
Your turn. What are you having in Pop Superstars?
I'll go for Superstars, yeah.
You ain't got a choice, to be honest.
Oh, thanks very much. Hey, thank you.
Who was assassinated by the... Oh, hold on. I'm on potluck.
Ah.
Which guitarist was unplugged in 1992?
Eric Clapton.
You sure?
Which guitarist was unplugged in 1992?
That weren't what I was going to say.
You was going to say Nirvana. But the question wasn't what group, it was which guitarist was unplugged.
Hold on, because this is truck to find...
Which guitarist? Who was it?
In the 90s... Who got into a legal battle with Sony over his contract?
The late, great, brilliant George Michael.
That's what I would have said as well. 2-0. Oh, this.
We've all gone silent. We are still here, listen. No, look at that gap.
No, but do you want... I'll delete the gap, so there won't be no gap. Do you want a hard one or do you want a heasy one?
Well, I'll have whatever you give me. I don't think I've ever got... I've got hat-trick once, I think, ever.
I'm going to give you... And this is really hard. Who won a talent show, age 10, singing old...
Who won a talent show... I see you know it. Singing old shit.
You'd know this.
I would know this.
Yeah, easily. You'll kick yourself if you don't get it.
Right, okay. Old shit, age 10.
Think before you answer.
Yeah, okay. I'm just thinking of somebody like Elvis.
You said it. I'll take your first answer.
Is it Elvis?
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Right, I was thinking wrong then. Because I was thinking it was someone like famous now.
Yeah, I heard you whisper Elvis, so I...
Yeah, because it's an Elvis song. If I was a lad, an old ship was a dog.
This book says it was Elvis.
Oh, sorry, Marty P, that was a bad impression.
Why are you showing me, the only person in the room?
He's doing a press-up.
He's doing a press-up now. No one's watching, apart from... He's just done a bare bum fart. I'm lost for words. It's a bare bum fart. I'm the only one in the room who's doing press-ups and a bare bum fart. What is wrong with him? He's had too much energy for one day. The boy's got scratch marks up his back a lot. No, you ain't. He's a bare bum 60s. What's he doing now, squatting? He's just twerked.
I think the egg's gone to me head.
It got you, egg.
That's my exercise done for you.
Right, it's dropping out my list because we need to try to tick this one over another thing.
Yes, this is pop music.
Twitter Top
Trumps. I'm coming to Twitter Top Trumps in a minute. What list have you got? Is it about pop music?
No.
Ah, this is a great pop episode, isn't it?
But you might need this for pop music.
Listen to this episode about pop music, listeners, for how to do a podcast.
This has got...
Because we've got a really good theme this week. We don't know fuck all about modern pop music,
No, but that's after the episode. This is a top 8 list. It's my new feature called Random Eights.
Random Eights. Is it like our roller coaster last week? 9. Have you been on that yet?
Yeah, we're good. Huh. This is the top 8, but not in no order.
No particular order. No particular order.
This is the best 8.
There's no particular order, listeners.
SSD drives.
What?
Available this year.
What a load of old shit.
Solid state disk drive.
8 disc... You're going to talk about 8 disc drives? We've done technology a month ago.
No, but you need this to store the music on.
What?
And I wanted a list for this reaction.
You've got a list of 8 disc drives.
Solid
state. You might as well get a list of the 8 newest hubcaps.
Yeah, that's next week.
That's...
Right,
No, you're not doing it.
I am doing the 8.
Why are you reading out 8 disc drives? People are tuning in to listen about Katy Perry... having a tap with Ed Sheeran, and you're talking about fucking disc drives.
We have the Torch LE 120 gigabyte.
No one knows what you're saying.
SD drive.
Nobody knows what. I'm cutting it off. I'm pressing pause. I'm pressing mute.
No, we've down to number 2. We have the SL301. It is the best SSD for medium capacity. It holds 250 gigs.
I'm flabbergasted. To nick your word, I'm flabbergasted.
Toshiba.
Listeners, I do apologise. He's gone nuts. This was the technology episode the other week. You've done no research.
They need these disks. Yeah, they needed it
a month ago in the episode about technology.
Toshiba.
They know how to store the music. It's in Shazam.
It holds 480 gigs.
Good.
We have the SanDisk Ultra 2.
Nobody's listening to
it
you.
It holds 960.
I'll do another. Listeners,
we have
just move the microphone.
300.
I've moved the microphone to my side of the room.
1,050.
Nobody's gigs. Listening to him. Don't listen we to him. Don't. Toshiba, please don't go and buy one. Don't email us and say you liked his feature and you annoyed at me for talking over it. Furious.
1.6.
I'm going home.
Tib.
I'm going, oh, I can't, you're taking
it. At number 7, we have the Samsung
so boring.
850 Pro.
I'm so bored. You have ruined. This is the worst moment in any podcast there's ever been, ever.
We got the SanDisk.
You might as well have drunk four eggs. Oh, my lips are really dry.
480 gigs.
My lips are really.
Top 8
it's the worst moment. This episode is only going to have 8 people listening.
And 17.
8 people are going to listen to this episode.
That was, did you
like
one
from every one of them. I didn't hear none of it because it was shit.
What was your best one out of the 8?
Number 4.
Do you want me to go?
No, don't. So don't wish you.
Shall I do a recap?
I wish I
did do the egg. Shall I do a quick recap?
No, you're not doing a recap on anything ever on that line.
Right, I'm going to do. Join me next week for the top.
I'm
going
to do
six.
Twitter top trumps. We have to update the top 6 fishing reels.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Right, we're going to play a game of Twitter top drops. It's descended into a farce. It's a farce, everybody.
You drive me crazy. This episode's a bit of a protest. We don't like modern music.
We've got nothing. I've got nothing to say about it. We've said all the names. Right, we've said all the names. We said fair play to them.
Look,
for getting
it's
to number
39
one.
Minutes, but we've got to take off 30 minutes for the pause.
It's going to be the shortest podcast ever. Listen, I've got nothing against any of them. And Rihanna, you definitely would. But... we know nothing about it because we're old.
Yeah, we're old.
I'm talking in the same episode. I've been talking about Janis Joplin.
Me and my ex. Yeah, you still brought Janis Joplin in, didn't you?
Yeah, because that's blown me away. Not the new one from Ed Galway Girl, whatever it's called. Twitter top trumps. I was saying that with my throat.
No, I still feel queasy.
I was like this before the egg. Remember, I ran out of studio. Seems like a week ago.
What?
No.
What did like you run out of
studio
for?
Remember, I had a coughing fit at the start of this very episode. This episode's gone on for the longest. It's going to be the shortest.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter top trumps.
After this one, we do the old coffee and have a break.
We've had a bit of pop music. We've done a bit of a quiz book. We've sucked an egg. You've sucked 2 eggs.
Right.
We've had a bit of a laugh and a giggle. Twitter top trumps. One serious thing before we play Twitter top trumps. We need to update it. Next time we play Twitter top trumps, here they are.
It's the last one with these old cards.
No, it'll be these old cards, but there's going to be a new edition and one of these taken out. Can you think why? Tell me why. And we should have done this ages ago.
Someone passed away.
Why? No.
Only one's been removed.
Why? One's been removed and replaced by somebody else.
Is there a Rolf in there?
Why? No. Why would it be? Who's in there? We've both had him out and all of them.
Elton.
No. Elton stays forever. We love Elton.
I don't know and I can't think why.
Right, Donald Trump's got to go in, so we've got Barack Obama in there still.
Ah, I need my... I don't even need my phone, do I?
Huh?
This episode, I don't need my
phone. Oh, yeah, where's the phone? Get your phone in.
Where's your phone?
We
haven't done our filming bit yet.
Filming?
Fake filming.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, by the time this episode goes out, Under the Sheets will be on the brink of coming out to your cinema near you soon via YouTube.
It's probably out now, this episode's up.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be... We're filming the rest of it, post-production, and then it's going to go and sit at the cinema.
No, by the time this episode's out, it's probably out.
Eh? That's what I'm saying. Go and sit at the cinema if you ain't seen it.
It's out now.
Certificate 18.
Check out our YouTube channel. We don't get nothing on
it. No, watch YouTube. We do enough housekeeping with Facebook and Twitter and
you
all that.
You can watch our egg challenge.
Are you picking 3 out at once or...
Hold on, I've got to get to...
I'm going to do a little shuffle. A little shuffle in the card so the listeners are aware.
I've deleted my Twitter app.
No, you haven't. You must have replaced it with something.
Here it goes. I'm on search. Right.
Oh, don't forget we're on Instagram, listeners, as well now.
Oh, yeah?
Instagram, 2 random sheets.
Is that you find us just on Instagram? You just type 2 random sheets?
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
Right.
2 random.
How many
are
we picking each? 5.
3.
No, we might as well do 5 and you'll try to make this episode bulky.
No, it'll last. By the time we do this,
bulky.
It'll last. Be fine. Pick 3, because it'll be boring if you do 5. There's 2. There's your 3rd.
I'll get the same one every week.
You've got to watch me pick 3. I always get shit. I never win this. I've never won Twitter top trumps, by the way.
And I'm going to say now, I have a Trump card in it.
We haven't got Donald Trump in it yet.
I have a Trumpy.
Listeners, what's the deal with Donald Trump anyway? I don't quite understand it.
Huh?
I don't understand the Donald Trump thing. We're having an election.
Have we had it?
Not yet. We've got an election due very soon.
It's got to be really soon.
It'll be about 6 weeks away.
Can't be. It's 6 weeks away now.
No, it's not. It's 12. It's 49 days. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had it. Well done, Theresa.
Well,
I think we can safely say that's going to happen.
I would like there to be a curveball like Lib Dems.
There won't be. Relay, nobody knows who they are.
I just want a curveball, I've had enough.
It's not going to happen, that's why there's an election. I'm not doing politics.
No.
We've done everything in this episode, absolutely everything. And I've got a finale of all finales.
And you know, the first thing on when I put search tweet out, the top one, ask Theresa May.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I have a pay rise?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, how do we do this? Do you have to pull the first one out?
You pull your first one out and you search them. You can go first as you're the reigning champ, because you always are.
I'm twice undefeated champion in the world, didn't I?
I think it's three times.
Is it?
Yeah. Get their official page up.
This one could be a dodge. This is a winner or a loser, instant.
Well, obviously, all of them are going to be a winner or a loser.
No, but this is...
What's up with you? Remember, you can pick from the subject. If listeners don't know this, we've basically picked out a famous person.
Find the menu. I think they've...
Scroll it across. And we pick out, we can have how many they're following.
Followers.
How many followers they have, how many tweets they've done, and how much media they've done. And what was the other one? And how many likes they've got.
Followers.
So you're going for followers. I've got 12.6 million.
Yeah, I knew I was going to lose this one.
What is it? Who you
1.5
got?
1.5 million.
Who did you have? Madonna. Oh, you never had him.
She's not really
neither one of us
popular on Twitsky.
No, she's not a big Twitter. She does tweet a lot.
Yeah, it was,
but it's not really a bag.
Who did you have? Sorry.
I had Simon Cowell. 12 points. Yeah, but he's both sides of the Atlantic.
I don't think I could have won that with Madonna.
Everyone knows a bit of Simon. Right, I'll go first on my one. Oh, I always get him the boy.
Yeah, I always get the next one, my third one.
I'm going to... Oh, how many is that? No,
shout out to my ex.
Right, I'm going to go with... good.
You win this, you've took the belt away.
Right, I'm going to go for... Yeah, but this is an average all-round. Media.
Oh, where do I find media?
Scroll across to media.
Tweets?
No, it says tweets media. Replies, then media. And then just scroll up and tell you how many photos. Yeah, 980.
Yeah, title's gone! What? The title, and it's Taylor Swift.
And I've bet Sharon Osbourne has beat Taylor Swift.
866.
I bet that was the only subject field that she would have beaten.
Well, let's
on.
See how good you was then.
Right, okay, so Sharon Osbourne is following 235.
244.
So you would have won that.
Yep.
She has 2.4 million followers.
84 million.
84 million. She's done...
Hold on, you have to go back to tweets, I think.
Tweets and replies, 4,331.
You'd have won that one as well.
Oh, would I?
Yeah, she's done...
Why ain't Taylor been tweeting?
4161.
No, that's 41.6.
No, it's 4161.
So they're quite close then, apart from the followers. They're quite close.
Title's gone.
That's the first time I feel a bit funny.
You go theatric?
Yeah, of course I am. You always do. Why can't, so when you do it...
I'm ready to throw the towel in.
No, because when you do it, we always have to...
I'm not going for theatric. Let's get some safe face. I don't even see the man.
This one.
And I've won the quiz as well.
This could be a
problem. I've put the wrong name in.
I don't think this one can be beaten.
No, I've got a rubbish one. I've not got a very good one. Oh, I like him, but... Oh, I don't know, though. Oh, it depends what subject. It's your turn to pick.
I'm going
to
go...
There is one of these that you will not beat. And this is probably... I reckon this is a golden egg moment to use if you ever get this person, and it's your go first.
Well, I've balled...
Because no one's beating this.
I've balled up. I've pressed back and I've come out.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to go for tweets.
Tweets, okay.
11,009.
How do you know it's exactly that many?
11,900.
Well, mine... Oh, it's 11.9. Mine's 11. 11K. Not just 11.
11.9K. Kyle Jenner.
Who you got?
Kyle Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Tom Cruise. Right. Now, he's pretty average. He's done 11,000 tweets, right?
Oh, that was close enough.
His media, 1387 photos.
Hold on. Media for Kyle.
1387
2022.
So she would have won that.
All selfies.
6.2 million followers. What's Kylie got? She's got more than
20.2.
Yeah. So she's winning everything. There is no one in our pack of cards for Twitter top trumps. There is no one, I'm telling you now, and I'm not going to go through it all, there is no one who is following 55.9K. Why is he following that many people? But his timeline must be just like...
This one's quite high, because Madonna had 55, she's got 1,172.
Yeah. He's got 55,000. He's following 55...
Is that the official account?
Look, it's got the tick and everything. Dick.
What's he following
it? It's not him doing it, it's his PA, isn't it? They're just clean. They don't do a lot of tweets.
Is it like we probably follow one fan a day?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the boy?
But I don't know. That Jack Reacher film's out on October the 21st.
Last year?
No, the new one's out on October the 21st this year. It's the second one coming out.
The second one's been and gone.
No, it hasn't. Or it's the third one, has it?
The second one has been...
I'm confused because I've read all the books.
It got a bit slated.
What, the second
They've
one?
More moved.
I didn't even know.
Moved it to a comedy.
No, you can't do that.
It don't look like a comedy, but you watch it, it looks like it's got cheesy one-liners.
You can't do that. You can't.
It's been and gone, mate.
I've read all the books. I love a bit of Jack. Why have I never done a book episode? I'm going to end the episode with a treat.
The word television was coined in 1990 by a Russian scientist called Persky.
In one.
Donut challenge.
No, I'm going to do it in one.
So am I.
We're ending the episode should with a donut it? Challenge. Do you want to film it?
Yeah.
No. All right, you just can't be bothered to sit your phone up.
We do it. We film it.
Sit your phone up while we're live on air.
I'll do it really quick.
We are going to do, after an egg challenge, I said to him, I'm going to eat a donut whole. That's the wrong way.
Jesus!
I said to him, I'm going to eat a donut whole to end the episode with. He's like, let's have a race. Because he can't let me do anything on my own apart from my poem. He brings up
and
shit lists.
And I stormed out of the office when you'd done that.
And he brings up shit lists that I've got to sit here and listen
to. In five.
So this is four. Listeners on viewers on YouTube, welcome to our podcast.
Donut challenge of
we're
the
about
week.
To eat a donut. Is it? Or is it
if it, the camera ain't straight, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just turn it like that. Listeners, viewers,
what's
are
the
we ready? Just, well, I don't know, that's what I'm asking you. Eat a donut. What is it, the first one? What's you're bleeding?
I just bit of that. I licked it.
Cheating already. It's just who can eat donut the fastest, is it?
Totally gone open mouth.
Yeah, all right.
3, 2, 1.
Go. I don't think I can chew enough. All the listeners are getting is our lips smacking together.
That's so nice.
Huh?
I'm so just, alright.
Greasy
bastard.
I finished mine. Oh, I've got indigestion there. Stop smacking your lips. This episode's a lick snapping, it's a lick snapping, fire slapping, harp dinger of an episode. Listeners, if you have a genre of music.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm filling in the gaps. Listeners, if you have a genre of music you'd like us to record about, but Marty P, you're not allowed to say Elvis or rock and roll. Marty P, you're excluded because obviously we're going to do that. And you're excluded unless you say something different. What if you've got any ideas for any genres of music you'd like
you've
us.
You've got the old sugar around your face.
Well, it weren't a case of don't lick your lips, was it?
I won that challenge.
Any ideas you've got for music
genres
or film
genres?
So you've won
this week, pub quiz, Twitter and donut.
And egg.
4-0.
4-0.
And a 1950 throwback.
So, yeah, send us any ideas you've got for genres of film or music. But Marty P, you're not allowed to say anything about Elvis. I don't mean you're not allowed in a bad way. I just mean you're only... It's obvious that you're going to say, do Elvis.
So, join us next week.
Join us next week.
For more fun and games.
For more fun and games. And Adam not reading that boring list. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Ah, see you later.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Tell her.
See you later. No, I say see you.
No, that's not right. Why have we forgotten?
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Yeah, that's what you forgot to do.
Oh, yeah. See you later.
Tell her.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app and sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets.
Well, that went well. How many times have you done that?
We're on episode
75 times and we cocked up the end. My finger's all sticky. Are we having a quaff?
Yeah.
They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others a dose. Ain't no scripts and just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. Go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way.